Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell them. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't want to be another number. I got a proper gang of weed to keep you going under. The federal rally wanna see me dead. Just put prices on my head. Now I got two rock dollars by my bed. I feed them lead.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 232 Pac. Of course, you can look forward to 330 Country, 430 90s, and 530 Creed every day. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only 6 shopping days until Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open every day, even Christmas Eve. Do you need an impressive win tomorrow to be convinced the Eagles are back? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Do they need an impressive win tomorrow to be convinced the Eagles are back?
I would probably say the fans think so. Let's see if it's overwhelming. Let's go 63.
Wow. Sometimes you're spot on.
Man.
62.
Wow.
There you go. You got it.
Right.
Yeah.
62. City's a little like, we don't know what to think about the Eagles.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel that personally, but I'm saying I can understand why people feel that.
It's been a very weird year.
Yeah.
It's been a very strange year, especially if you look down and you're like, they're 9-5 and, you know, there's a path to the 2 seed or whatever. It's been a strange year. It's felt very strange.
Clunky.
Clunky is a good way to put it, I think. Yeah.
Should we do that as a topic? Describe the Eagle season with one word?
One word?
Ah.
Not winner?
Yeah, not winner.
Huh, you?
Not winner. Yeah, you can't use the word. You can't use winner.
Yeah. So, Jack, some good Phil's updates here.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
So, yes, we talked about this yesterday. Jeff Passan came out and said that Mascheron was basically gone.
Like, yes.
He was going to get traded.
But today?
They actually done did it.
Our national nightmare is over.
Not a total national nightmare.
Well, come
Maybe
on.
Just for you and trades, his card trading issue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and he's mean to one of our teammates on Twitter.
That's exactly right.
Yes,
we
absolutely.
Stand up for Scoops.
Yep.
We stand with Scoops. You don't cross Scoops and expect to stay around here a long time.
And he's tweeting about baseball cards after bad losses.
Yeah.
He's a fine pitcher, Matt Strom was. But I'm ready for Matt Strom to be gone.
Yeah, so a little surprise. It felt like a light return. They got Jonathan Bowlin, who is like an older guy.
Okay.
That's
not Bowlin.
Bowlin, Bowlin, Bo.
Come on, bro.
Who cares? Because he's going to be either like a swing guy, fifth starter type,
okay.
Or, you know, a long man out of the bullpen. He's out of options, but they have 6 years of control of him. So they have him through 2032. So heavy sinker, whatever. Like, he's tough on righties. We'll see what he turns into.
So why they do it? And you talked about this yesterday.
So it seems like they are clearing money. And one of my theories with adding Bowlin is it would allow them possibly to trade Taiwan if they needed to. Because I think this guy could be a starter. And if they're really looking to shed salary.
That's what, $18 million?
That's $18 million. Yeah. They would probably have to eat 9 of it. But still, $9 million's not nothing.
Yep.
And I think one of these teams that are looking to spend more money to show that, hey, we're serious about spending money this year. The Pirates, the Marlins, those low revenue teams. Maybe they just say they just take it. You have to attach a prospect. I don't know, but it would free up some money. Anyway,
free up some money for.
I think they're still in on one of the big fish, and that the big fish out there are Bo Bichette and Alex Bregman.
Both assume Bregman, of course, would play third base, and you think Bichette would be willing to play third base?
Yeah, or they could. I mean, Stott did start the 23 season at third base.
Oh, play Bichette at second.
22 season.
So play Bichette at second and Stott at third.
Could.
Yeah.
Could. But so Matt Gelb wrote that this is a move designed to free up money to address other needs.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yep.
He also reported this. He said sources said Strom was deemed expendable because of a growing friction between the team and the pitcher.
Well, you could hear it in Dombrowski's voice.
Oh, hold on. Have the audio.
Okay.
This is maybe the moment where he felt like Strom might not be back.
So the context was Matt Strom's after Orion Kirkering, threw the ball away to end the season.
Yeah.
Strom said it would have been nice if we did more, infield work.
Yes.
And Dave Dombrowski was asked about that in his season-ending press conference, and here's what he said.
Dave, were you troubled by Matt Strom's insinuation or comment that the team didn't do enough PFP during the season?
Well, I think he said the postseason, didn't he? That's what he said.
Season.
In the season?
Yeah.
We did plenty, and actually, as it turns out, we did do PFPs in the postseason. He didn't do them. Okay. But we did them.
So good.
It was amazing.
So good, yeah.
It was amazing.
Yep.
So, if they just, use this money and maybe re-sign JT, or they'll put out that this is about Brad Keller, too, where they're semi-equal money. No, it's not equal money, but they're freeing up money to sign Brad Keller. I'll be disappointed. I'll be disappointed because I think the Phillies got worse today.
Yes.
Because my thought with it is you're getting off Strom, you're shedding some salary to go get in the market for one of the bigger fish out there.
Okay.
Maybe I think Bohm making $11.5 million this year in arbitration. You get off of that. You don't pay JT $15 to $17 million. You got off $7.5 million from Strom. One to kind of look at.
Yeah.
Is Sosa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We love Edmundo Sosa.
So how much is he making?
He's going to make $7.5 this year.
Sosa's pretty valuable. He's a valuable utility guy.
No interest in really moving off Sosa.
Yeah.
But if you have to free up money, I think he's pretty valuable.
Yeah.
And it is $7.5 million. So to me, looks like a straight salary dump. I thought they could have gotten more.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised they weren't able to get like a catcher from a system to possibly be the future, because left-handed relievers aren't like all the way, they're not available all the time, especially pretty good ones that take the ball all the time. So I was a little surprised at a light return. Felt like a salary dump, and hopefully it turns into them getting into the Bichette or Bregman market.
Okay, cool. Well, we all look for the commemorative Strom traded card.
You're going to pick one up, I'm sure.
Yes, I will.
They also made a minor move. They traded one of their random prospects. I know him. No one cares. For a lefty from the D-backs who was good against left-handed hitters last year. So.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. We'll see. Keep your eye open. Maybe they're not done. 215-592-9494. Cam in Philly. You're on WIP.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Cam?
What up, Cam?
Hey. Hey, just going back to the topic that we were talking about.
Yes, sir.
I'm watching that game last night, the Seahawks and the Rams.
Yes.
I don't see how we could fear either of them. Like, if you're talking about the Rams, they just gave up 38 points to Sam Darnold. And if we're talking about the Seahawks, I still don't fear them at all. And when in big games, we'll see when we play the Bills. QB1 always steps up. And the last reason, which is most importantly, our defense hasn't given up over 30 points. I think the Giants game was an exception. But other than that, it's been like 2 years.
Well, yeah, but it's good because we don't score 30 points either.
Right, but we still win, though. I'm not even with the Rams offense, and they're supposed to be high powered. They're not doing that against us.
Can I ask you something, Cam, about Darnold?
is if Jalen had the game that Darnold had last night, where he throws two early interceptions, but then in overtime drives his team the length of the field, gets a 2-point conversion to win the game, what would you say about Jalen if he had a game like that?
He was supposed to do that. He's a Super Bowl champion. There's a difference between him and what was his name, Darnold.
But wouldn't you say to me, he came up when it mattered most? It's just funny how we talk about like that Darnold game last night and Darnold, and I don't know if Darnold's going to be good in the playoffs, but it looked like he was having one of the worst, one of his terrible games in a big spot. And then in overtime, he leads him down the field against the Rams, and then a 2-point conversion to win or lose the game, he scores it. I just feel like if Jalen had a game like that, we would be saying, there he is. That guy came through where it needed it most. But with Darnold, it's like, it's Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold very, very seldomly ever does that. Jalen Hurts consistently does that in big games. The regular season, there's a lot to be expected from him.
Yeah.
And I think he falls short of that sometimes in some people's eyes.
Okay.
But Jalen Hurts has done that at the absolute mountaintop. Darnold just had, he had a good game. But other than that, what else can you say he has done in his career?
Well, look, he hasn't won the Super Bowl. He hasn't won a playoff game. He hasn't really been in a position to win a playoff game except for last year. He did play bad in the playoffs in that game last year. It was one game. He's had two really, really, really good regular seasons over the last 2 years. So, Cam, for next question today, why don't you give us a pair of famous siblings?
You guys got me with this one, but I'll go with the Watt brothers.
That's a good one. JJ and TJ Watt. That's a big one. That's a big answer.
And Derek Watt.
And you got fullback. The fullback, yeah.
I don't even know who Derek Watt is.
Yeah, he was...
Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. All right.
Back when fullbacks existed.
Okay. Yes, when they were still...
Yeah. Well, we've got one.
Really...
We got Cam Latu, right? We got a fullback. We got a fullback.
Oh, poor, Ben Van Summeren.
Well, he was going to change everything. Yeah. Right. He got injured, right? Yeah.
First play of the season.
215-592-9494. As I mentioned before, 6 shopping days till Christmas, which means 6 shopping days to get your pet the present to put under the tree. You got to get your pet a Christmas present if you celebrate Christmas. If you celebrate Hanukkah, get your pets need presents too. And Dogs and Cats Rule knows it. That's why they have every single present you could possibly want. Now, if your pets are like mine, they don't really want anything but treats. And let me tell you, Dogs and Cats Rule, all 7 locations, a lot of great treats. From your standard treat to dried chicken jerky, which my dogs love, all that kind of stuff. They have everything. But they've also got good-looking coats, good-looking fleeces, sweaters, all sizes and colors, toys, whatever you need. And while you're there, you interact with the best staff you could ever hope to encounter at a pet store. They know the answer to every question you're going to ask, especially about pet nutrition, and there's a lot of questions about that. So as I mentioned, there are 7 locations, 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell, 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. And by Jack's face, I can tell we don't have Nick Costos ready. Mm-hmm. There we go. There we go. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
He's there.
Chuck's not there. So we'll go to Costos. What's up, Costos?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today? Merry early Christmas to you and your families and all the listeners out there.
Yes, you as well.
Same to you, brother.
It was quite a game last night. Did you have a side in that one?
I had a small bet on the Rams, but I bet the over also, which hit. My favorite bet was Kanata Mumfield, who is the Rams, 7th round rookie receiver over receiving yards, which did hit in the first quarter, which was great. But I was able to really sit as just a viewer and really enjoy the game. And candidly, I think my big take coming out of the game, Eagles Super Bowl back alive with the Rams. Listen to me for a second, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I think we can all acknowledge, let's take the Eagles out of the equation for 1 second, right?
Yep.
Who's the best team in the NFC?
The Rams.
The Rams.
Even with the loss last night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you look at the betting market right now, the Rams are the betting favorite still right now to win the Super Bowl.
They are.
Even with the loss last night and probably going to have to go on the road for 3 games.
Yep. Much slimmer margin than before, but still a favorite. I think they were plus 425 earlier, I think I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the favorite, right?
Yep.
So Philly's going to win the NFC East.
Yep.
So if the Rams play the Eagles,
yep,
that game's going to have to be in Philadelphia.
Yes.
If I'm the Eagles, I'm certainly not scared of the San Francisco 49ers, who might be the one seed when it's all said and done. And think about the way we talk about Green Bay losing Micah Parsons, like crossing the Packers off the list as far as winning the Super Bowl because they lost Parsons. The Niners lost Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, two future first ballot Hall of Fame players. Like, San Francisco can't win the Super Bowl. They can't. The defense isn't good enough. They probably can't even get there. And Sam Darnold in Seattle, like, okay, like, they got the Rashid Shaheed punt return to get them back into the game. Darnold did make a couple nice throws, especially on the drive in overtime, the one to Cooper Kupp on the sideline being the best one. Would I trust Sam Darnold against a Vic Fangio defense here? I actually think last night was the best result possible for the Eagles because the Rams are their biggest competition, and now it's more likely the Rams will have to come to Philly than the other way around come January.
Can
so
I
think it's a win for the Eagles.
Can I present the other side of that? The other side of that is I think the Rams are a better football team, and I think I would rather, like, the only time that I think Seattle's dangerous is at home. And I just think they have more of a home field advantage than the Rams do. And then this puts you in a situation where you're going to have to play the if you play the Seahawks, you're playing them in a tougher spot than if you had to play them. I just don't think the home field advantage for the Rams, I don't think affects them the same way that it affects the Seahawks.
Great. The Rams have Matthew Stafford. The Seahawks have Sam Darnold.
Well, but for sure. But we're talking about the result of last night. We're not talking about who has a better quarterback.
So what? I don't understand the question.
You said last night was the better result because the Rams have to come here. I think the Rams will travel better than the Seahawks will. So now the situation is you're going to get the Seahawks in a favorable position for the Seahawks as opposed to a very unfavorable position for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think if I'm looking at this from an Eagles perspective, I think it's all about the Rams. Like, that's your biggest competition. You'd much rather get them at home than have to go to Los Angeles, even if Los Angeles is not a particularly imposing home field advantage. That's why I'm saying, and I'm going to say this on my show when I come on the air at 4 o'clock Eastern today. It's not going to be the first thing I say, but the last point I make about the game is I think the door's open again for the Eagles to win the NFC and get back to the Super Bowl. Because I don't trust San Francisco and I don't trust Seattle when it comes down to it.
So the Eagles tomorrow, that line opened up at 5.5 all the way up to 7. What do you think of that game tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the point spread's probably just right at this point. And we were hovering below 7 before it was announced that Commanders left tackle Laramie Tunsil would miss the game, which is a huge loss for them. And the Eagles defense obviously coming off, man. Kenny Pickett and company did not do well for themselves last week.
Yes, 75 yards.
Total up, yep. Just as bad as it gets. So, yeah, like I think the Eagles are extremely likely to win the game. Are they going to win by more than 7? If I had to bet it, I would say that they will. I like a prop in the game. Dallas Goedert has kind of emerged over the last couple weeks, guys, as not like their number two receiver, because like Devontae's the number two wide receiver, but kind of like their number two pass catcher right behind AJ Brown. Dallas Goedert's receiving yards number in this game is 40.5. That feels about 15 yards too low to me. I do like Dallas Goedert over 40.5 receiving yards. I think the Eagles are going to win the game. If I wanted to do something with that game and the night game tomorrow night, Bears Packers, I would tease the Eagles down to -1 with Green Bay up to +7.5 or +8, and I feel like that'll be a winning two-team teaser tomorrow.
Anything else over the weekend you like, especially?
Can I give you a college football bet?
Sure.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's
I'm
a,
the
that's
one
a
who's
yes.
Listening yes.
For yes.
Yes. Yes.
Ike says yes.
Okay.
Ike says yes.
All right. I'll be really quick with it. I like Oklahoma to beat Alabama tonight.
Yep.
So it's the big. Yeah.
Yep.
Bama beat Oklahoma when these teams played on November 15th in Tuscaloosa. Or Oklahoma beat Bama, excuse me. Oh, Bama turned it over 3 times in that game. Oklahoma probably lucky to win that game on the road. So you might think, oh, well, Bama's going to win this one. And I don't think that's the case because Bama can't run the ball. I don't think Bama's quarterback, Ty Simpson, is very healthy. They're going to be one-dimensional. Oklahoma's defense is the best unit on the field. Oklahoma's got better special teams as well. I think Oklahoma ekes one out tonight against Alabama and advances to the next round. I gave you some NFL for Sunday.
Go for it.
Okay, let's go to the Panthers-Buccaneers game in the NFC South.
Yeah.
And this is not quite like a de facto NFC South title game, but winner of this game is a massive leg up on who hosts a playoff game on Wild Card Weekend. The Bucs are 3-point road favorites right now, and I kind of disagree that Tampa's that much better than Carolina. I don't even think Carolina's very good, but I also don't think Tampa's very good. If the number's going to be a full three, I do like the Carolina Panthers to cover and potentially win on Sunday against Tampa Bay. And I'll give you a total that I like, guys, in the Broncos-Jaguars game. It's been bet up to 47, and I think directionally that's correct. I still like the over in the game, and I think people look at this and say, well, it's the Broncos defense.
Yeah,
I look at two young quarterbacks that are both absolutely slinging it right now, with Bo Nix, who's playing really well, and very quietly, Trevor Lawrence is playing the best football of his career right now for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So over 47 with the Jaguars and the Broncos.
Do you have any opinion on the Knicks deciding not to hang the banner for the NBA Cup at Madison Square Garden?
I think it is the right decision.
Okay.
To not hang the banner. I think some people disagree, and I think like the point that you can make that's valid is, as the NBA, so Spike, let me ask you, like, do you like the NBA Cup?
I do not. Now, I understand why they're doing it, but it feels like nobody cares, honestly. Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
I have to be honest, and it's not because the Knicks won it. I really like it. I think it adds some juice to the NBA, like at a time in the schedule when it really doesn't have a lot of juice. The elimination games were both really fun. Spurs Thunder last Saturday, Knicks Magic, and then the championship game, Knicks Spurs, was like objectively like a playoff intent, not like game 7 of the NBA Finals. But this was an outstanding basketball game on Tuesday night with the Knicks coming from behind to win in the fourth quarter. Now, as this kind of goes on, like year 20 of the NBA Cup, are Knicks fans going to regret not having a banner up?
Oh, I hear you.
Kind of frozen prestige. I think that's the one thing that you can say in support of it. But to anyone that wants to say, like, well, the Lakers hung a banner and the Bucks hung a banner, they won the first two NBA Cups. The Lakers have a million NBA championships. The Bucks won one in 2021. Like, you can hang an NBA Cup banner when you've won championships.
Right.
The Knicks haven't won. Like, I'm 42. I've never seen the Knicks win a championship. You can't hang an NBA Cup banner if you haven't won a championship in 50 years. Like, that's the next banner that has to be hung. And look, we can talk about, like, here's Harry Styles' 69th consecutive sellout, or Elton John, or whatever.
Billy Joel. Banner. Yeah.
It's all so stupid. But the next Knicks banner that needs to go up is the NBA championship banner. I don't think it'll be this year because the Thunder are a death machine, as we've talked about. But yeah, I do think the Knicks are going to the NBA Finals this year.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. As much as I hate the Cup and that ridiculous tournament they have and that ridiculous championship that they hand out, you as a Knicks fan, you should have raised that banner, because you won't be raising any other banner in our lifetime. You know this, and I know this.
Why does it have to be lifetime?
In our lifetime, Nick. I'm just saying, it's not going to happen.
Why are you saying that? You don't know that.
Well, of course I do. I got 40 years of history that tells me it's not going to happen. 50 years of history. 73, right? Am I right? 73?
You could have said that about your Eagles prior to Nick Foles and company in Super Bowl 52 against the Patriots, that they were never going to win, and then they won, right?
Nope. That's not it,
no,
because we were.
I love that. This is like arguing with my wife. I present the fact, and she says no. I just did that.
Yes.
What you'll learn here is that you'll
be just as successful here as you are with your wife with that sort of argument.
I presented a fact, and I just go no.
Nope.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Welcome to the show, Nick. Welcome to the show.
No. Like, I love that the answer to that is no. Like, I told Ike's blue. He goes, no, it's red. Okay,
yes.
Great.
Yes.
Yep, that's what we do around here. Yep.
Yep.
No.
All right, Kostos.
All right, brother.
Thank you, brother. And we won't talk to you next week, so Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, all the great listeners, and wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. Go, New York. Go, New York.
All right. Turn them off. That is Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. And, of course, you can hear Kostos on Countdown to Kickoff, and or You Better You Bet, and then You Better You Bet, Countdown to Kickoff.
He's lucky I looked up at that clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just, I had five more minutes to tell him why the Knicks were never going to win.
I know.
But I'm like, all right, yeah, we got to get out.
Yeah, they're not winning the championship. Also,
are you kidding me? Yeah, they're not winning a title.
Also, the Celtics are winning the East, which I know is worse for us. But, well, no, you know, we'll argue about that at some point. Yeah, all right, 215-592-9494. Is tomorrow a style points game for the Eagles, or do they just need to get out of there with a win? Coming up next, we talk to style points expert Elliot Shore Parks. We will get some health updates for the Eagles as well, as there are a couple of questions there, and whether he still thinks the Eagles offense is as good as the Rams after seeing last night. We'll talk to him next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, we're all professionals here. Kostos, he's a professional. And when you're thinking about your home, professional, also important. Bradford White water heaters are professional grade. What does that mean? It means superior performance. What does that mean? I can keep using these phrases. What it means for your water heater is reliable hot water for your home, for your office, every single day, exactly when you need it. Is your shower? Hot water when you need it. Your kitchen, you're doing dishes, hot water when you need it. That's what Bradford White gives you. They give you the performance you expect and you deserve, whether it's tankless, whether it's tank. Bradford White is built to be the absolute best. It's also going to last longer than any other water heater you buy. So when yours goes down and it's time to get a water heater, I want you to remember those two words, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or go to bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.